When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eflon, President and CEO of the Great Lakes Bay Regional Alliance, filling in for Art this week as he is on a much-needed vacation. And this morning, I'm joined by the President and CEO of Dow Credit Union, Michael Goad. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Great to be here.
It is. It's a small world. You and I got a chance to spend some time together just randomly last Thursday at a great fundraiser out in the community. Yes. For the Can Council. It's a small world sometimes, isn't it?
It is, and that was a great event supporting a wonderful cause for the whole region.
Yeah, there's no question. So for our listeners, let's start out. You know, I think a lot of folks still remember the DCECU, Dow Chemical Employees Credit Union. You are now Dow Credit Union. Can you talk about that name change and just the history of Dow Credit Union?
Yeah, so radical name change, right? We went from five words down to three. But in 1937, we started a credit union. People before me did started the credit union to serve the Dow employees. And over the years, that changed so that they then allowed family members, and then they allowed some other organizations and employers to join. And then also we added where people could join with a contribution to our scholarship fund, or now it's a contribution to our Multipliers for Good Fund. So with a $10 contribution, people can join the Dow Credit Union. And so for years, we kept the original name, but it was confusing. It still had the word employees in it. And so it just made sense for us with our updated business model and our membership options for us to shorten our name to the Dow Credit Union.
Yeah. So, Michael, you make some great points. So now you don't have to be affiliated with the Dow Chemical Company or something Dow related. Anyone that's listening that lives here in the Great Lakes Bay region can join and is eligible to join the credit union. But in order to do so, if they don't have that affiliation, they just make a donation and then they can become full members of the credit union?
Perfect. I call it Starbucks money. If we're not worth $10, then we're not worth it. And believe you me, we're worth it.
Yeah, and so for those that are listening, you know, what's that distinction between a credit union and a traditional bank?
So the main distinction is that we are member owned, and so we are doing all of our work. We're making all of our financial decisions with our members as first in priority. We don't have to pay out dividends to outside investors. And what makes us unique at the Dow Credit Union is there are still a handful of credit unions nationwide that at the end of the year have a payout. It's technically called a patronage dividend, okay? For us, we call it our give back. And we make a cash payment at the end of the year after the board looks at our financial condition, our earnings, and how much money we need to retain in the organization. This past January, we paid out $14 million to our members. And over the last 5 years, we are number one in the country. So I'm going to pause and say we are number one in the country for give back to our members. We've paid out over $83 million to our members.
This is how small the world is, Michael. It was last July, bought a new house in Bay City, and it was right before the interest rate started to skyrocket. And so we got in right at the right moment, and we were looking at lenders. And we had this weird contingency that we had to have this settled in a very short amount of time. And we called Dow Credit Union. We decided that the give back program was the best option for us. And I don't want to put you on the spot, so I'll say that you guys did it for me this one time, and it just worked out that way. You guys were able to close on our house in 1 week with your team.
Wow.
It was the most exceptional experience.
Well, it's
and
a great story.
Amazing thing.
I'm glad I'm hearing that on the air, right?
Yeah, it was unreal. So we love the Give Back program. We think it's a great benefit, and we're rooting for a fruitful January. Let's put it that way. But we're going to take a brief message, and we'll be back with Michael Goad, President and CEO.
Insider Studios.
Good morning and welcome back to the Focus program. Matt Fallon here, guest hosting while Art is on vacation. And I'm joined this morning by Michael Goad, president and CEO of Dow Credit Union. So, Michael, you guys have historically really been located in Midland, and that was where your facility was. And ATMs have kind of popped up all across the region. But you guys had a big change recently with the opening of a branch in Saginaw. Can you talk about that?
We did. So first of all, we have members in all 50 states, and I give credit to those that came before me because they established a very strong digital credit union. So we have great online and mobile banking device options, and so that has facilitated our growth around the country and even throughout the region. But as we looked at the Great Lakes Bay region, it just made sense for us to add this office. We found a used office, a prior bank branch at 5420 Gratiot Road. We were able to buy it, renovate it, and open that branch on August the 28th. So it was a great process for us, working with the township, working with the Saginaw Chamber of Commerce and all of our friends over here. And since August the 28th, we have 164 new members and $6 million in new deposits. So we are off to a strong start.
Wow, that's quick. You guys really got off and running. So, you know it's premature, but when you see that you guys opened one, you know the questions are already going to be asked. Is there a plan to continue looking at other areas where you may open branch facilities, especially, let's say, in the region in Bay or Isabella counties? Any ideas on whether you guys may consider that moving forward?
It's an obvious question, and I'll just tell you this. Right now, we're focused on getting this branch up and running and successful, and we're going to think long-term about what's the right thing to do in the future.
Yep, that makes complete sense. So for folks that are listening, it's definitely been an interesting last 2 years with the economy, with the general loan business, let's call it the loan business, whether it's mortgage, car loans, RVs, boats, etc. We've seen those rates skyrocket, but at the same time, we've seen that suddenly, savings accounts are offering a dividend that's worthwhile again. What would you say to our listeners about what's happening with interest rates and how can they really be savvy out there and great shoppers and best benefit from working with Dow Credit Union when they're buying that new home or house or SUV, et cetera?
Yeah, so just some quick broader context. The Federal Reserve, in order to lower the inflation rate, they moved short-term interest rates from 0.25% all the way up to 5.5%. This is the fastest increase in short-term rates in over 40 years. So it's really unprecedented. They did that to put the brakes on the economy. And guess what? They did. And so it has lowered a lot of the rates of lending. You look at housing activity, and that has slowed down. Now, people are still spending because of a lot of the savings that was built up with the government disbursements of funds during the pandemic, and also just people's savings habits. They built up some extra money. But the Fed is put this high interest rates in place to slow things down. Now, what it means is that loans cost more, but it also means that deposits finally pay something. And so at our credit union, we have our premium high yield account, and we have one where it pays a member saver reward, and then we have one that pays a little bit higher rate, but no member saver reward at the end of the year. And that money market rate is 3.5%, which is super high. And then we also have a three-month CD at 5.65%. And so we've seen a lot of interest and a lot of activity around those two products.
Yeah, I bet. And for, you know, those that may have gotten sticker shock with the interest rates on their new car, there's a way to balance that if you invest correctly into those more higher yield savings accounts. Now, you can balance that out now a little bit, can't you?
You can. It used to be that savings accounts were so low that interest on deposits was just, it was very, very low. And that is, like you said, the upside of this higher interest rate environment.
Yeah. So the other part in the last couple of years, we've seen some financial institutions fail. Why is an organization like Dow Credit Union better positioned and not in a spot where they're going to be susceptible to that type of failure?
Yeah, the failures that we saw in early 2023 really had to do with management reaching too far. They were taking too much risk in their investments, and they also didn't understand the volatility of their deposit balances. And we've been very careful to be able to understand and manage our credit union conservatively, both on the deposit side and also on the investment and loan side.
Yep, that makes sense. So one thing that I have definitely noticed with you guys, especially this year, and it stuck out more than in other years, is you guys are kind of everywhere suddenly. You had been a Midland-centric organization, but you've really gotten engaged across the region, and you're really engaged in community. How is Dow Credit Union engaged in our Great Lakes Bay region community and your Midland community, and why do you find that so important?
So, awesome question. We want the credit union, not only do we have national members, we really want to focus on being a regional credit union. And personally, my wife and I are striving to be regional citizens. I've become very involved in the whole region, not just in Midland. I'm on the board of fellows at Saginaw Valley State University. I'm on the board at the CAN Council. I recently joined the board at the Saginaw Bay Symphony. Our credit union is active in supporting areas like Hidden Harvest, where our CFO is on the board of Hidden Harvest. We've also been donors to not only the CAN Council and the Symphony, but also to Bridge the Gap and Youth Development Corp, along with another, along with several other wonderful nonprofits in the region.
So, as folks are listening here this morning, and you may have gotten their attention and their interest with why you're a great community player and why you offer such great products and service, how does someone come in and join? Do they need to go in person? Do they call? Where do they go? What are their options? But for those that are listening and driving around right now in their office and looking to join Dow Credit Union, what's their move?
Yeah. So for anyone, you can go to dowcreditunion.org and you can see the linkage there for membership. Or you can stop by, of course, our office in Midland, but also our new office at 5420 Gratiot Road in Saginaw.
And that's phenomenal. And once you're a member, what are the different ways that you can service accounts? It's are you in the world of the app? Are we online, in person, by mail? What are the options that people can really get their financial services done with Dow Credit Union?
Absolutely. So clearly, we do 98% of our transactions are digital. And so we do some in person, but it's mainly via online, via the mobile app. I was just talking to a new member a couple of weeks ago about remote deposit capture for depositing checks and all that can be done long distance. We have a wonderful call center called our Member Care Center, and they are standing by and ready to help members also.
Michael, this is fantastic. Appreciate all that you guys do in the community. Really appreciate that give back program and rooting for strong financial health of Dow Credit Union. Thank you so much for being here today, and you have a great week.
Thank you, Matt.
That wraps up this edition of the Focus Show. Up next.